When you drive into Tifton, Georgia, odds are you'll see one of four signs that reads Home of Larry Dean. But for the Riders linebacker, the signs aren't a celebration of his career, but a beacon of hope for people in the city.
For me, it's just the fact that the kids could, you know, be on their way to school and, you know, see a sign that's actually four of them, north, south, east, and west. So whichever way you enter the city, you can see it and or leave the city and be motivated about it, you know, and it's just like, wow, from that aspect of it, just being an instrument that could be used to motivate.
Growing up there, Dean knows what sort of hardships can face kids in the area.
It wasn't always easy for me, like, you know, on my mom's side, you know, like I talked to folks because, you know, my mom, like, we lived in shelters growing up sometimes. We were homeless sometimes. Early on when I was younger, I was kind of, you know, upset with her about it, you know, why we're in certain situations and whatnot. But as I get older, I understand, man, the odds that she was up against, you know, at the time she was raising three small children, a convicted felon, you know, she had done some prison times, you know, federal prison time, and to have the strength and courage enough to still face the world, you know, and to still have three kids and, you know, have us tagging along and taking us and you know, telling us what the real world would be like if we didn't do X, Y, and Z.
And while Dean reached new heights with his football career, spending multiple years in the NFL, his heart was always in Tifton, and he always made sure to come back.
You know, a lot of times when people make it up, they run away from the city and never look back. You know, they become snobbish, bougie, whatever you want to call it, but I'm down to earth. I have a big family, you know. A lot of brothers, a lot of sisters, a lot of nieces, a lot of nephews. I'm human. I'm not too far removed from any of that, any situation. So I always keep that in my mind going forward, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's definitely was important for me, man, and it was just on my heart. Nobody forced me to do it.
While a member of the Minnesota Vikings, Dean was running a football camp, which involved some teammates, and that's where he earned his nickname, Champ.
When they came down during one of my annual football camps, I was just taking them around, giving them a tour of the city, and showing them some of the spots and some of the places where we used to frequent and live at and whatnot. And in the mix of all that, man, they was like, you made it out from here. Like, it was kind of unheard of, you know, to make it out those type of circumstances.
While Dean prefers to be humble about his football career, he has excelled since coming to the CFL. After a five-year NFL career, those opportunities eventually ended, and that's when a chance to join the Hamilton Tiger Cats came.
You know, I was thinking about it. I actually reached out to my big brother, and, you know, I was like, what do you think about it? And he was like, it's still professional football, bro, no matter what you, no way you look at it. Like, nobody going to, you know, like, go do it. Just try it. And I've been here ever since.
After multiple All-Star seasons with Hamilton and one with Edmonton, Dean was one of the prized free agent signings for the Riders in 2021. But a day before training camp, Dean was one of four players who suffered a torn Achilles, ending his season before it started.
We were just doing a drill, a just everyday normal drill, and it just went on me. You know, but that's how they say it occurred. It just, like, happened that fast, you know.
It led to a lengthy recovery process, but now he is back at 100% and is starting this week against the Ticats.
Because last year I sat right there on that sideline, right there in that little box, man. It's gonna be incredible. I'm anxious and at the same time just waiting for it.
For the Green Zone, I'm Britton Gray.